Faith in our nation's executive branch varies from person to person, and as commentator Peter Freundlich listens to the drumbeats of war, he isn't quite ready to accept wholeheartedly the administration's call to arms.
I've had a song stuck in my head for days now. It comes from Duck Soup, that masterpiece of Marx Brothers insanity in which diplomacy, such as it is, fails between a couple of two-bit countries, and they resolve to take the inevitable next step. That's where the song comes in.
Freedom is gone to war. Each native son will grab a gun and run away to war.
At last we're going to meet the on the streets of war.
We're going to war. At last the country's gone to war.
It seems the country's going to war.
At last the country's going to war.
We're going to war.
This is a fact we can't ignore.
We're going to war.
This is a fact we can't ignore.
This is a production run, all singing, all dancing, with maybe 100 people in a wild variety of comic operetta costumes, rubbing their palms together, shaking hands, stage whispering in one another's ears, jumping up, sitting down, snaking in several conga lines all over a many-tiered set. There's a gospel interlude.
They got guns, we got guns, all God's children got guns, we got a war.
And a square dance played to a fiddle tune by Harpo. And through it all runs the refrain, taken up by the whole chorus. Here are these gleeful, excited, madcap folk merrily preparing for the most gruesome enterprise human beings ever embark upon. Never mind the reality. It's all just great fun.
You haven't heard before. I think we're going to war. I think they think we're going to war.
Right now, America may be going to war. But there is no glee among us, no merriment, no excitement. We are about as far from madcap as I can remember the country being. And yet, still, I keep hearing that song, in which, for comic purposes, reality has been turned on its head. Take the worst thing that can happen and treat it as if it were the best. To war, to war, to war we're going to go. In the end, by dint of repetition, the word war itself comes to be nothing but a fine syllable to sing. Sing it often enough, say it often enough, and it loses the power it ought to have to frighten and repel and to plunge into very, very sober thought.
Peter Freundlich lives in New York City.